Merci.
Thank you. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors, representatives of national human rights institutions and civil society organizations, ladies and gentlemen. Before I introduce the members of our delegation, I would like to extend my most sincere gratitude to the Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights and the High Commissioner himself for the assistance provided in preparing for this review. I would also like to extend my thanks to the Human Rights Division for its support in drafting the national report. I would also like to thank all the partners who have contributed to this process. I would like also to pay tribute to the three states who will act as the Troika of Rapporteurs for Mali's review. They are Germany, Kyrgyzstan, and Somalia. I would like to thank them for having accepted the role as facilitators of this dialogue. Now, having said this, the Malian delegation to this 43rd session of the UPR Working Group is led by Mr. Mamadou Kasougué, Minister of Justice and Human Rights. Furthermore, the delegation comprises Mr. Abdoulaye Diop, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mr. Kadidia Sangare, member of the National Transitional Council, lawyer and former Malian Human Rights Minister, Mr. Sidi Camara, Secretary General at the Ministry for Reconciliation, Peace, National Cohesion, who is the director of the Agreement on Peace and Reconciliation, Mr. Abdelkarim Diarra, who is a technical advisor at the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights, Mr. Mohamed Traoré, technical advisor to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Ms. Traoré Dieneba Diakité, technical advisor at the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights, Mr. Alassane Diallo, technical advisor at the National Ministry of Education, and Mr. Amadou Salif Gindou, technical advisor at the Ministry of Craftwork, Culture and Hospitality and Tourism, and Mr. Issa Berthe, technical advisor to the Minister of Women's Empowerment, Children and the Family, Ms. Colonel Mamadou Daba Koulibaly, technical advisor at the Ministry of Security and Civil Protection, Mr. Modibo Hamadoun Diko, head of unit at the Ministry of Communication, Digital Economy and Administrative Modernization, Mr. Bakary Doumbia, Minister of Legal Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mr. Mohamed Maouloud Najim, National Director for Legal Affairs at the Ministry of Justice, and Colonel Boubacar Maïga, Director of Military Justice at the Ministry of Defence and Veterans, Mr. Mamadou Di Mamari Tangara, Head of Department of General Studies and Research at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mr. Fademba Sissoko, Head of Unit of Legal Issues at the Support Unit for Decentralization at the Ministry of Health and Social Development, Mr. Adama Koulibaly, Advisor at the Malian Permanent Mission in Geneva, and Mr. Fili Sissoko, Human Rights Officer at the Malian Permanent Representative, and I myself am the Malian Ambassador in Geneva. I would like to point out that part of the Malian delegation will participate via video conference. I would now like to invite the Minister of Justice and Human Rights to take the floor to make his opening statement on the Fourth National Report, which has been submitted for your review.